Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is October the 31st and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of John, chapters 4 to 6. Understand the fourfold witnesses of Jesus Christ. We read in John chapter 5 verses 31 to 33 and verses 36 to 39 like this. The words of our Lord Jesus Christ. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another who bears witness of me. And I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. But I have a greater witness than John, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me, and the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form, but you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, but these are they which testify of me. When Jesus Christ came into this world, he tried to establish the fact that he was God's only begotten Son and that he was equal with God. However, the Jews would not accept his claim that he was the Messiah. So Jesus offered not just two or three witnesses, but four different witnesses to establish the validity of his claim: God the Father, John the Baptist, his works, and the Holy Scriptures. Let us examine each of these witnesses in greater detail. 1. God the Father. The Father is the primary and ultimate witness of Jesus. 3 times in the Gospel, the Father personally witnessed about his Son: at Jesus' baptism, at the Transfiguration, and just before he was sent to the cross. In the life, ministry, and miracles of Jesus Christ, the Father bore witness to the fact that he was the very Son of God. 2. John the Baptist. Jesus reminded the unbelieving Jews that they sent men to John to hear what he had to say, and John's testimony was all about the Lord Jesus Christ. John pointed everyone to the Savior and bore witness to the one who is the truth. 3. The works of Jesus. The miracles which the Father gave Jesus to do bore witness of him, and that the Father had truly sent him. Jesus had the power in himself to do these mighty works, and not only perform miracles himself, but he gave his apostles the authority to do likewise. These works were the very ones which were prophesied in the Old Testament concerning the Messiah. The miracles that the Lord Jesus performed were unique in character, scope, and number. 4. The Holy Scriptures. Jesus agrees that the Old Testament leads to eternal life, while going on to reveal that this life is in him, the author of eternal life. However, God's word failed to find an entrance into the hearts of the unbelieving Jews because of their lack of faith. In our lifetime, there is a slightly different set of the fourfold witnesses of Christ. 1. The Holy Spirit. Before he left for his heavenly abode, Jesus has gifted us the Holy Spirit to help us witness about him. 2. The Holy Scriptures. God's word witnesses to us about Jesus Christ. 3. Every follower of Jesus. As followers of Jesus Christ, we might be baptized in the Holy Spirit to be an effective witnesses for Jesus. 4. Our works. Finally, through our works, that would include signs, wonders, and miracles, we witness about Jesus. Taking the help of the Holy Spirit and God's word, let us strive to be effective witnesses for Jesus Christ through our mighty works of faith. Can I get a witness?